If you see him, tell him I wish him well. How am I doing? Sometimes it's hard to tell. I still miss him more than ever, but please don't say a word. If you see him, oh, if you see him,
if you see her, tell her I'm doing fine. Want to say that I think of her from time to time. Ask her if she ever wonders where we both went wrong. And if you see her, if you see her, you see her, tell her the light's still low for her.
Nothing's changed, deep down the fire still burns for him. And
even if it takes forever, say I'll still be here.
If you see him,
if you see her,
oh, if you see him,
if you see her.
All right, and that was Millie and Jeffers' second duet of
the
night.
One of our teammates and one of your teammates. Jeffers on your team on the radio?
No.
He's on.
Never mind.
No, he didn't. Yeah. No, we've got Aria, Valk, me, and I don't know about if Blackjack accepted.
Blackjack,
he
and
did accept.
Oh, he did. Okay, good.
Growing stuff.
All right, so people from other teams. Ugh, no. Dylan, why don't you go first on this one?
This one, I felt like Omi and Clary set the bar super high. And with this one, I felt like, first of all, I don't like Jeffers as much on slow songs ever because his energy is a strong point and he doesn't always bring that on slow songs. And then Melly, I thought, was putting on like a country voice, like she kept making her voice break and stuff, and it just didn't sound, it sounded like she was putting it on. I didn't like that, and it wasn't always on key for Melly or Jeffers for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Val?
Yeah, I think Jeffers sounded a little better on this because like Jeffers actually sounded like in love, and like Melly, you are consistently off key, like a lot of your songs, and it's really frustrating. I don't know why. Like it's not even like song choice because it happens a lot. So, like, I don't know. And it's like, yeah, because you're so good, but then like you're off key on the majority of like this song at least. Like when you were singing alone, you were off key. With Jeffers, it was a little better, but still off. And like, I don't feel like this was like a good song choice. Really, like, yeah, like, it did sound like Melly was putting on a voice-ish, like, or trying to add dynamics, sounded more like, but it didn't really work, and like, Jeffers, I liked better on this song, yeah, it was alright.
I kind of like this one a little bit, in some areas, and a little bit not so much. Millie, I wasn't sure that I liked the country tone you put on, like how it worked for you. Some lower notes that started some of your phrases were off, I noticed. While Jeffers, I don't have too many complaints over your voice as a voice. It sounded, and this may have been a fault for us picking people, or it may have been a song choice fault, although I'd more go on the song choice side here. Sounded too...
their voices blended well. I think it was more song choice.
When Jeffers came in, though, for me, it sounded like it was too big of a contrast. Like, I didn't like, and it may be because it was the way that, you know, Millie went with the country thing, because Jeffers didn't really sound country at all. So mm-hmm. it might have been a stylistic thing, but it sounded too much that it contrasted. Like, not so much that the voice itself was, you know, wrong, just didn't fit for me in the song. Based on what I'd already heard before. I also, one of my bigger notes as far as when the two of you sang together, I believe the phrase was let each other go, sort of earlier on when you guys sang together. You guys kind of clashed on that. I couldn't really tell whose fault it was in that case, because I'm not, I don't know the song. But yeah, I didn't hate this though. And Jeffers is immune tonight, so I'm not worried about that. So yeah, I don't have anything else to add. What about you, beloved?
I also had the note that Melly wasn't always 100% on the notes. I think it was a mixture of that accent twang you were doing, and also the emotion you were putting into it. I thought I really liked the emotion, but I think it hurt you a little bit with your notes. Being a little bit more technical, I think I would have liked to hear you hold some of your notes out a little bit longer. It seemed like you cut a lot of them off really soon. Jeffers, I'm not sure I like you on slow songs very much. I heard like a lot, like I know you do scoops sometimes, and recently I found that that's like apparently a pet peeve of mine, so excuse me, but I'm going to say something about it because it bothers me. On slow songs, you do really dramatic scooping, so it stood out so much more to me. So tone that down a little bit. I thought the harmony was nice, though. Like, when you guys sang together, it was nice. But you need to make sure that you move and cut off together when you're singing together. Mm. And that's mostly what I had.
All right. So, yeah, that's it for that. I got everybody right? Yeah. Okay, so next...
This time.
All right. So next up, then, we have... Turtles and Rochelle Euler.
Obviously, my armor was cracked. What kind of a boyfriend would forget that? Who would forget that? The type of guy
why he doesn't see you if he has until she leaves.
Don't let me go.
Cause without me you know you'd last. Why is that now or pay the cost?
Soon you won't know.
You're not living till you're living. Living with me. You're not winning till you're winning. Winning me. You're not getting till you're getting. Getting to me. You're not. My stuff back. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. I want my stuff back. You can send it in my box. I don't care, just drop it off.
I won't be home.
Cause without me, you know you're lost. Minus you, I'm better off.
Soon you will know. You're not living till you're living. Living with me. You're not winning.
You can try. You know I know it'd be a lie. Without me you're gonna die. So you better think clearly, clearly before you nearly, nearly mess up the situation that you're gonna miss dearly, dearly. Come on!
You're not living till you're living.
No!
And that was Rochellular and OMG Awkward Turtle. Beloved, you get to go first on this one.
I just put chips in my mouth.
I just put chips.
Okay, give me a second. Give me a second.
Maybe you shouldn't eat while we're recording.
I never eat when we record. This one time, I'm starving, guys.
And this is why. This is what happens.
Blame Arya.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, I love you, Arya. Okay, I'm ready. My first note is nice job on the intervals in the beginning because they were fast and they were mostly on pitch. I thought that was good because that's really hard to do. The first time, I think it was Rochelle saying "Living with Me," the high head note, head voice, head note. Note, whatever, I can't think. Sounded strange.
Speaker.
Shut your mouth.
At least his doesn't have chips in it.
Yeah.
You know what, Gil? You need to shut your mouth, too. Okay, I'm going to finish now. I wanted some of the notes to be a little bit more crisp later on. I feel like this song, it just would have... made it sound a little bit more intense if you had, because it just sounded it wasn't like it was slurred or anything. It just wasn't as crisp as I think it should have been, maybe. I really, really loved the "I want my stuff back" line. That was cool. I thought Turtle was a little bit too loud, and I loved the very, very last "law." And those were my notes.
All right. Valak, what did you think?
don't know. I think you ran a risk doing this song, just, like, considering that, like, Faded and Lash did the song, and it was so super, like, epic. I'm not, like, comparing the two. I just, like, think it was kind of risky to do it. But, I didn't think either of you sounded that great on this song. Like, Rochelle, you sounded like you were straining to me, like, the entire time, and, like, on the high notes. You didn't have, like, the usual energy that you bring to songs, and this one really needs high energy, and it sounded like you were, like, tired and straining while you were singing this. And, like, Turtle, too, you weren't, like, normal Turtle, and, like, I was expecting you to pull out your, like, awesome belting, and it like, didn't sound as powerful as it could have been when you were belting. And, like, you both needed to amp up the energy on this, so... I thought, like, the echo on the la-la-la-la-la thing was a little too much. I didn't think this was a really good song choice for either of you, so that's sad, because you're both so good.
Oh. And, Dylan, what'd you think?
I felt like it wasn't very cohesive as a duo. Like, Omi's and, Clary sounded really like they were like connecting with each other,
mm-hmm.
and Clary's in England, so that's probably hard to do. So I know it can be done, but you two just sounded like you were singing the same song separately, and like I don't know, I don't think it blended very well. I don't think either of you sounded bad. I just didn't think you worked well as a group together. And Rochelle sounded like she was tipsy.
Maybe she was.
She told me she was going to be for pretty much today, because her last.
There you go.
That would be funny. I want to
like
know. You need to post.
About all that studio editing.
Yeah. I want to know if you recorded this tipsy.
Turtle actually said, yeah, I wanted to like wait to like, you know, submit like a little bit earlier, but I wanted to talk to Rochelle, and then all she told me was that she was tipsy when she got on. So.
There you go. I read that in the email. I don't really know if she was tipsy. She didn't really sound tipsy.
Okay, all right, I still need to give my thing. All right, I actually half liked this. I kind of liked the echoey effect that Rochelle started off with, and I actually liked, at least in the beginning for Rochelle, her energy. I liked how it started off. I was paying attention to the song a lot. Like, I wanted to keep hearing it. I also liked Turtle's entrance where you guys started to sing together a little bit. I liked the two-voice stuff. In parts, especially that were faster, but kind of like what Dylan was saying, but kind of different parts didn't seem that they went together kind of overall. I think that, excuse me. Well, sorry, my throat just went weird. I also agree though with Valk that some of the higher notes for me did sound like they were too strainy for you, like they were off. So that I wasn't too much of a fan of. Yeah, that's all that I have to say. That's Beloved, you went, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Not very memorable, but yes, you did.
I have the worst.
Wow. You know what? I want to switch teams now. Forget this.
Too late.
No.
Well, everybody's full up now, so yeah, you're stuck with Dylan. Sorry.
I'm not stuck. You watch me be stuck.
All right.
Rebellion.
All right.
There's no tension here, guys. None at all.
All right. Next up tonight, guys, is Aria and Ambi Lee.